Are you running on empty?
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. A beautiful Wednesday afternoon here with the Computer Guys. Everybody's winding down their week at work or winding down for the big lunch tomorrow, the big football games.
That's right. If anything, turkey makes you wind down.
That's right. Well, Kev, it's good to be back here. Give us a call. The phone lines are open here. All of our listeners, 395-1450. Here is the phone number. We invite you to give us a call.
If you can't reach us by phone, send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, you're having a problem, go ahead, send us an email, and hopefully we can get to it on the show.
That's right, Kev. Well, it has been a big news for computers, sort of.
Yeah, computers in a very generic sense.
Yeah, well.
Specific type in particular.
Now, these new video game consoles that you keep hearing about, they're more like computers than what we used to think of as video game consoles.
Exactly.
So.
They really are. I mean, we've had a huge release week, you know, especially with PlayStation 3. And also the Nintendo Wii, which I know you're partial to. There's interesting talk about it on the radio today. They were talking about how the Wii is breaking ground and trying to pull new gamers into a segment. They were really talking about and saying that most people who are gamers are the same types who are buying the new ones. They're not drawing anything new. They said there's two types of video games. The people who play those games are the people who are buying those. So Nintendo's doing something different. But let's go ahead and take that call. And then we can come back to that.
There we go. Well, good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hi, guys. I'm kind of new at this computer stuff, and I understand I have to have some. My Norton is apparently running out. I wonder, do you install it or do you sell it, or is it something I can do to install it myself?
Yes to all three.
Okay.
You can do it yourself with Norton, and up until about a year and a half ago, they made it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year and a half ago, they raised the prices from, it was about $25, Kev, to renew, to then $30. Now it's like $40 to renew Norton.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, you're better off just buying the disc because it only costs $5 more.
I see.
And so it is something that you can do yourself. You want to make sure that when you get the new version, you uninstall the old one first and then install the new one.
Is the 19 or the 2007 available yet, do you know, or is it?
It is available.
Okay.
Started shipping about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So that is available if that's something you're interested in.
Okay.
Isn't a huge difference between 06 and 07. It looks quite a bit different, but functions much the same.
Okay, and you're probably not open on Friday?
No, we're not going to be open. We're going to be enjoying the holiday.
I appreciate that. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and good to talk to you.
Thanks,
hey,
you
thanks.
Too.
Thank you.
Just a further note on the antivirus renewal versus replacement with a new version. You are fine to renew. Generally, we say, you know, renew it for 2 to 3 years and then probably get the new version. They just begin to start phasing out support for the old one, and sometimes it doesn't work quite right anymore. So that's a good reason to buy new. But the simplest thing, if you don't want anything to change, you want your protection to just stay the same, you just want to keep getting those definitions, is to do the renewal. Now, if you're going through with the manufacturer, this is all done through their website, they will try and upsell you. They will try and say, hey, we recommend this newest product, which does all this. Make sure you choose just the renewal, even though by default they might upsell you. Make sure you choose just the renewal if that's what you want to do. It's a great way to go. Otherwise, get the new version.
There we go. Great advice. Thanks, Kev. Let's continue on with our phone calls this afternoon. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yes, I have a Dell 8500, I think.
Okay,
I don't
yep.
know, I can't.
A desktop.
It starts real slow, and I was wondering if you had any recommendations. Is it, I thought maybe it's because it's opening so many programs, but right. Until the time I turn the computer on, until the time I actually can get on the internet, it's got to be like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, there's a good chance it has to do with the number of programs that are starting up when you boot your computer.
Right.
Is it just been getting slower and slower, or is it specifically after you installed one certain program?
No, it's just been, just has always been that way.
Okay. Oh, so from when you bought it new?
Well, actually, we had a, we replaced the hard drive in it.
Okay.
And we reinstalled everything, and it's been since that. We reinstalled everything.
Really? So you started from scratch, you wiped everything, and just reinstalled the operating system and then the rest of your programs?
Yep.
Are you running any kind of internet security suite?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's AW. I can't really remember the name of them, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We have a scan program.
Okay.
And then we also have... I can't remember, AWH or AWS?
AVG?
AVG, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay. AVG is not really intrusive. It's a pretty small program. It won't slow your computer down a whole lot. If you're running any kind of a firewall or any more of a full security suite like McAfee Internet Security or Norton Internet Security, those are really what slow your computer down.
Okay, we're just running Windows Firewall.
Okay. Well, actually, yeah, that's pretty minimal. Is there anything else that you see down in your taskbar by your clock there running when you start your computer?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few things.
Okay. Basically, a lot of those are what are going to cause your problem. There's other things that can be running in the background, but what you can do is you can go through and you can right-click on those and choose like an options or preferences, and somewhere in there, it'll ask you if you want to allow it to start when you start your computer.
Okay.
And if you basically choose no on those, that's going to seriously decrease the amount of time it takes to boot.
Real good.
So try that out.
Thank you. You've been a big help.
Hey, thanks for your call.
You bet.
And now, too, just to know, for instance, one of the big things, like picture programs will often load themselves up every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have like a Kodak camera or some of those other ones. And a lot of those programs, like you want your antivirus to start.
Yep.
Or if you have a scanner program that has to start and you use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but it's just, you know, kind of going through there and picking and choosing. You saying, well, you know, I use this program a lot.
Sure. The other ones that love to start themselves are the messaging programs. And you might use one if you have kids or a spouse. They might use a different one. So pretty soon you can have three different messaging programs all running right when you start your computer, even if you're not using them.
But the one thing that'll really slow it down is like an HP all-in-one printer.
Yep, that will definitely do it. Other things that'll do that too. So lots of options, but disabling those is a great way to start.
Well, there we go. Also good advice. Let's continue on with the calls. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yes, good afternoon, Computer Guys. My name is Scott. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
How you doing?
I'm calling because I've been listening to your show for a while. It's nice to hear you back on Wednesdays again. We wanted to say I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks.
Looking to get my wife a laptop for Christmas. Nothing. Hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
Otherwise, honey, this prize is ruined.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, not something simple. New wireless internet and so on. So I'll let you guys talk about that, and I'll listen, okay?
Okay. Great. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, the first thing you always want to think about is, do I have a budget set up? Just to give a ballpark figure, the average laptop that we sell is right around $1,200.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a well-equipped laptop that's going to be able to run Vista when it comes out. This isn't your bargain basement computer.
Right. You'll see that you can buy these laptops now for starting around $500, $600. But one of the surprises is that that doesn't always come fully equipped. So if you're thinking this Christmas is a good time to buy a new computer, the one thing you're going to want to look for is how much is it going to cost you to upgrade to Vista, if that's something you want to do. Some of them are giving it away for free when it comes out. Some of them are charging $10, $50, whatever it is.
Exactly.
So that's something to think about. But, you know, one of the things that where you want to start is a budget. You know, if you say, okay, well, I've got, you know, only $800, and you'll say, well, you're going to want to cut back a little bit on the processor, maybe, but just some minimum recommendations. Look for a gigabyte of RAM.
Definitely a gig of RAM.
Gig of RAM.
Even if you're looking for something entry level, you want to get that. That's preparation for the future.
Yep. Think about screen size and the type of screen, because you can look at most of the new laptops come with widescreen now, which is definitely nice. The 15.4-inch widescreen is by far the most popular.
That's true. The only issue against that would be if portability is really important, if you're going to be taking it with you a lot of places, because the bigger screen is great when it's at a desk or table, But if it's on your lap or if you're in an airplane, it's a little too big.
And that's why I try to steer people away from the 17-inch screen, because that's getting pretty big.
It's huge.
That's like taking your computer with you. You're really...
Exactly.
But the 15.4 is just over 6 pounds.
Yep.
So that's not too bad.
No, and the battery life, is still pretty decent with that.
Yep. So consider battery life. You can get the standard one, which will typically give you what?
About 3 hours.
2.5, 3 hours.
Yep. And then the extended life, which claims 4 to 5, realistically, probably around 4 hours.
Yep.
So... lots of things to think about there.
On the screen, though, another thing, there are two different types of screen. You've got your regular, which has more of a matte finish, kind of a dull finish. Then they also have a lot of different names, True Life or
Real Life or Vibrant Life or something.
All these things. And it looks kind of nice. You might see it in the store, and it's really reflective.
Sure.
It looks kind of like a glass look.
Yep.
But the problem with that is...
what are you doing there, Dave?
I'm not doing anything. There's
that computer's just clicking away. Got some pop-ups in the background there?
I don't know. Maybe we do.
It's possessed. But anyways, on with that screen. It's nice if you're using it in a dark room. The only problem is if you ever have a light or if you're using it in the sun, it's reflective. And so you can really have trouble seeing it due to the glare, basically. So that's one thing to consider. Maybe not going...
I can't mute this computer over here.
So... it's dinging away at you. So that's something to think about. Maybe not going with the True Life if you're concerned with the glare. That's definitely something. You can probably still check that out.
Now, Kev, I'm going to admit, the first time I saw that True Life screen, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yep.
But then after seeing it a few times, not a huge fan.
Yeah, the other thing is it shows every single bit of dust and every fingerprint. It really sticks out. So if you're someone who likes a nice, tidy screen, it might not be for you. What are you looking for?
Trying to figure out how you mute the computer. It's a little different here.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't take that as I don't know what I'm doing so much as it's just set up a little bit differently here.
That's right.
So anyway, just because Vista's not coming out till the end of January doesn't mean now is not a good time to buy. It's definitely a good time. And even if you get it for Christmas, you can still get the disc to upgrade to it later when it comes out. Mm-hmm. So,
and now Vista will be shipping early in the year. You might not want to jump on it right away. You might want to give them a couple months to get the bugs out. So either buy before Vista comes out or probably figure on waiting till May, July, somewhere next year so they can get their bugs worked out and buy a good, stable operating system.
Or if you like me, February 1.
Sure. If you don't mind messing with it for a little while.
There you go.
Not that you're actually going to buy one.
Well, let's go ahead and continue on with the phone calls here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I was wondering, did you have computer classes a while back?
No, we do not. We usually recommend for computer classes, like within a classroom or a group setting for the library.
Okay. I thought you weren't the ones in that. They said, bring in your computer and we will work with you if there's something wrong. You aren't the one.
I know that on Saturdays, the guys who took over that spot... we're talking about something like that. We usually recommend if you're looking for specific training on your computer, we do in-home on-site training.
Okay.
And so that way, you know, you get your problems and your questions addressed with your computer.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay,
and one other thing too, Evergreen Commons.
Yep, they do it as well. Yeah,
I've heard mixed reviews on Evergreen Commons. Some people really like it. Some people, because it's a little different than their computer, they're not a huge fan.
Yep, and you know, those things, those classes are great if you want to learn how to use Microsoft Word. It's a great way to do that. Or maybe learn how to burn a CD. But if you have specific questions regarding your computer and the programs that you use, the best way to do it is that one-on-one. That way you can get all your questions addressed, work at the pace that you're comfortable with. It really works out best for most people.
There we go. Well, Kev, let's continue on with the calls here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I have a question. I don't know what kind of computer to buy. My wife does a lot of poetry, a lot of writing and stuff like that. She wants to put that all on her computer and save it. And I don't know, just a standard computer, does that have all the software you need for stuff like that?
Well, for instance, earlier when we were talking, you know, you see these Dells advertised for like a laptop starting at $600 or so, but often they don't come with the software that you're going to need for that.
Uh-huh.
So that is something to consider as well. Do you have a computer that you use now?
Yeah, she's got one at home. She uses it now.
Okay.
It's an older one. I don't even know what's on it.
Okay. The one thing would be to find out is what type of software she's using now, if it's Microsoft Works or Microsoft Office.
I think it's Microsoft Works.
Works. Okay. Then, well, the good news is that's the cheaper one. It's not going to cost you quite as much money.
Uh-huh.
Because if she has Works, you'll probably want to get Works on the new computer as well.
Right.
Just because she's used to it, and it'll open up all of her old files.
Basically, what she wants is to be able to do letterheads and stuff like that.
Okay.
Really?
You know, and shift the margins and stuff. I'm not that familiar with all that stuff, but...
Yeah, the program she's probably going to want to use most is Microsoft Word, which is part of that new Microsoft Work suite. That is really the industry standard word processing program. So that is available on almost anything. Are you looking for a desktop or a laptop?
Probably a desktop.
A desktop? Yep, the one other factor that you might want to think about is just to make sure that all her data is safe and secure. You don't want to lose anything if a hard drive were to fail.
Correct.
Dell does make what's called a data safe.
Uh-huh.
It's basically two hard drives that function as one. So if you change anything on one of them, it changes it on both. What that prevents is if one goes bad, the other one picks up right where it left off. You don't lose any data or any time.
I see.
So that's something maybe to think about. If you had further questions about that, you could definitely give us a call at our office.
Okay, what's your number there?
394-4940.
4940.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye now.
A lot of options out there.
Yeah, the data safe, that is a really, it's such a great thing. It's just peace of mind, really. It's kind of like an always-on active backup. And that's available now.
I'm waiting for when they come out with that with laptops. Boy, that'll be nice.
I know, they could totally do it.
That would be nice.
Got room right there in the palm rest.
There we go. Kev, let's continue on with the phone calls. Busy afternoon here with the computer guys.
That's right.
This afternoon here, give us a call, 395-1450. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I have a question regarding, a little bit confused about all this mobile internet stuff. But my husband has a small business. He wants to buy a laptop, and I'm not sure what this whole mobile broadband versus dial-up versus, you know, what kind of software or hardware specifically is he going to need to be able to access that stuff in, you know, like coffee shops and that type of
stuff. Oh, yeah, sure. There's a lot of terms out there. It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, the one thing in that a lot of people get confused on, they think when they buy a laptop and it has wireless internet built into it, that they can use it anywhere. One of the things is that you do have to have, for instance, a wireless hotspot set up in your house or a wireless network set up in your house.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. And so, for instance, you know, pretty much almost, as far as I know, almost all new laptops come with wireless receivers built into them. So
that's different than mobile broadband.
Yeah,
right?
Mobile broadband, it's a different type of hardware. And basically what that does is it allows you to connect to a cellular network. And so basically you get service through Sprint does it, Singular does it. And it's a separate piece of hardware that goes into that computer. And that allows you to connect to their network. Now, okay. In the Holland area, there really isn't much in the way of mobile broadband. It's not very fast.
It's faster than a regular dial-up.
Yeah, it's about twice as fast, maybe three times as fast. But it's not the same as like a wireless connection when you're connecting, you know, in a coffee shop.
What he'd like to do is when we're up north at our cottage, we have cellular service there with Sprint, and we'd like to be able to dial up to download email and that kind of stuff.
If you have wireless service through your cell phone, through Sprint there, more than likely, you can get these little wireless cards that slide right into the side of the computer, and he'd be able to go online and check his email right through that.
That's what I was hoping, but it's just confusing because there's so many different terms.
Yeah. What you'll have to do is get a laptop. I would recommend one. Well, you know, if you're buying a new one, it's going to have Windows XP now, and that'll support one of the Sprint wireless cards.
Will a Linux system support that?
Is that what he uses?
That's what he wants to use.
he's going to have to be pretty adventurous to get it going, because I would really doubt it, because if he went down to the Sprint store in Holland, there's a probably a almost 100% chance that they would not know how to get it going.
No, he's going to have to figure it out himself.
And so he's really going to have to be a do-it-yourselfer to get it going on Linux.
Oh, I think we'll stick with Windows then.
Okay, good idea.
Thank you.
So thanks
for your call.
Now, yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, there's a chance if he's,
It's going to, but the thing is, it's not going to be supported probably by the manufacturer. So he's going to have to go out there, and he's probably going to have to find somebody who's written a driver to make it work.
And even then, with the Sprint software that manages it,
it's going to be fun.
Now there's some computer geeks out there that probably disagree with me on that.
Oh yeah, well those are the hardcore Linux people.
Yep,
Linux at any price.
Exactly. So
for the people who just want it to work out of the box every day, every time, I'd probably go the other route.
It is nice, though. And actually, I've started to see more people with those little... And there's a little antenna sticks off the side of your laptop.
Sure.
Not big.
Sure.
Small.
Yeah, and the mobile broadband, really, that they're talking about is coming. It's just entering into the Grand Rapids area right now. Hasn't come as far as Holland.
Nice. Well, yeah. It's in Holland. I mean, you can... There are some of the newer services, but you're right. They're always the leading edge, the cutting edge.
It's not here. We're probably about a year to 2 years behind the faster wireless technology. So, unfortunately.
You know, it would be pretty nice to be up at a cottage, get the laptop, checking the email.
I know. And just popping your card in and having coverage everywhere. So that would be nice. We'll get there.
Phone lines are open here. You listen to the Computer Guys on WHTC. It's Wednesday afternoons here. Give us a call, 395-1450. You are also welcome to email us, computerguys at WHTC.com. Last week, Kev, we had talked briefly about the SBC dial-up. Someone had asked about that.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually one of our listeners was listening, and he actually travels quite a bit. And so he had emailed in. It's kind of a long address, but if you do a search for AT&T dial-up, it should return a list. It's on here. So if you're ever going out and about, because as we found last week, the AT&T dialer does not work with Windows Internet Explorer 7.
Yep, that's true. It
didn't install on it.
It works with it because I tried it, but it doesn't install. So that's kind of a bummer. So if you don't have 7, if you still are running 6 or 5.5, you can install that. But I don't, I'm not sure. You said there is an address there?
Yeah, it was sbcyahoo.prodigy.net/openphone.
Yahoo. Oh, so it gives a phone listing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All over the place.
Yep. And that's great if you think in advance. That's a great way to go. But the nice part about the other one was it works on the fly. So you enter in where you are. It connects via an 800 number and finds that info. The other option is to call them. You can call 877-SBC-DSL and the number 5. And somewhere buried in those options, it's going to give you an option to choose if you need a local access number. So you can do that. That is a toll-free. It just makes it a little easier when you can run the program. So
that's right. 395-1450 is our phone number here. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on a fine Wednesday afternoon.
It is a beautiful day today.
Earlier, Kev, we had talked briefly about the new PS3 and the Nintendo Wii and everything else. And what's crazy about them is they really are, Nintendo Wii, not quite as much, but like the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, it's really like having a computer hooked up to your TV.
Yeah. That's the goal. I mean, they want to be your entertainment center.
Well, but at the same time, with Windows XP Media Center Edition, you can have your pictures and videos and record live TV. And in Windows Vista, they're going to have a lot of that stuff built in as well.
Sure.
And so it's just...
It's a fight.
It's a fight for your TV.
Well,
it kind of is, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I really like the idea of being able to have, you know, your computer hooked up to your TV. Now, to me, it doesn't make sense for things like word processing or balancing the checkbook?
No. I mean, maybe someday. I don't feel like yet. I don't know.
I just, the idea of sitting down on the couch and looking at my TV 15 feet away to balance my checkbook.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not that many numbers
you don't
on
have an
there.
HDTV.
See, there's not that many numbers there to, you know.
But what if you had a nice 50-inch plasma 1080? Yeah, then you might like it. You know, the only way to know is for you to try. So I think you should go buy one.
Hey, I tell you what.
You thought about it.
There's, I looked at the Black Friday ads that are coming out. There's some pretty good deals on computers and everything else, but the problem is they only have like five of them in stock.
That's right. They're going to be gone. It's going to be lines like the PlayStation 3. Probably not quite as long because people don't camp out over Thanksgiving, hopefully.
But there are some, they get there pretty early.
I know, but you wouldn't want to, I mean, PlayStation 3, people get there a week in advance. Nobody's going to be there a week in advance for the sales.
I'll admit, Kev, last Saturday night, I was at Best Buy at 7 o'clock. I went there just, and there was already a line that people had been camped out. I went to Meijer.
Then you walked away because there was a line.
There was a line at Meijer.
You're not one of the few, the proud, who got their hands on it right away.
Nah.
Stayed up all night and played video games.
My thumb is in a little cast here, so.
Yeah, that's true. It would affect your gaming. Well, maybe not with the Wii. You could use the little jousting stick.
So that was obviously the big computer news of the week.
Sure.
You know, beyond that, I mean, the Microsoft Zune, the MP3 player, also a pretty fun Christmas gift idea.
Yeah, that is a fun Christmas gift idea. You know, really, PlayStation 3, definitely for hardcore gamers. There's just a lot of power in there. You know, people want to get their hands on that. Issues with compatibility of PlayStation 2 games that hopefully they're going to be able to fix in some later revision. Right now, not all of them are working. The Wii, kind of a different concept, more of a social gaming console, looking to pull people in who normally don't play video games.
And it's going to be interesting to me to see how many people buy new computers this Christmas.
Yep.
Because with Vista coming out, sort of, and maybe you're going to get a reduced upgrade cost. I don't know.
Could be, hey, everybody hold off. You know, we're going to wait, buy it mid-year. I don't know. Or people, you know, manufacturers are going to be offering pretty good price breaks to start moving systems pre-Vista. So
what about
the pricing
you?
Will be pretty good.
What about you, Kev? When are you going to put Vista on your computer?
At home?
Or in general, when are you going to make the switch?
Maybe in May. I don't know.
You think you can wait that long?
Yeah, I might do a dual boot. And for those of you unfamiliar with that terminology, it gives you the option when you boot your computer of how you want to run it, whether you want to continue running XP or running Vista. You know, because I would say, you know, to get the most out of your computer, you know, less of a load on your system, run XP. So if I had to play any video games or anything like that or edit video, maybe I would run XP.
Here's another little idea. I don't want to take any thing away from Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Sure.
But as another little Christmas gift, Need for Speed. I've been playing the new one.
That's true. Need for Speed Carbon.
Thanks to that darn video game, I haven't seen the light of day.
What
outside
did you say?
Of work.
Oh, did you say last Saturday you got up 9 o'clock? Next thing you knew, it was 1:30.
I couldn't believe it. I played
still
it for like 3.5 hours.
Unbelievable.
But it's a very fun game.
So that's a racing game. It's part of the Need for Speed series. There's probably, I don't know, what, six revisions of it? Maybe more?
Oh, the Need for Speed series?
Yeah.
Not at least that many.
So it's been going on for a long time. This one actually has a storyline. So I've kind of been away from it since about the third one. But it's a fun game. I did take a look at it.
That's right. Well, next week when we come back, we won't be talking about video games quite as much.
Nope, won't be as much to talk about there. So we've got a lot of other news to talk about. So stay tuned for that. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week, 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right, but don't call us tomorrow because we'll be taking the day off for Thanksgiving. So thanks again to our callers. Send us an email throughout the week, computerguys@whtc.com. So thanks to everybody, and have a great week.